Let me describe someone to you. He was tall with dark hair and a sharp jawline. His eyes were piercing blue, his hair always falling into his eyes. He was sarcastic and was always smirking, and he seemed to look down at people because he was so tall. Who does that sound like? Every male love interest in a teen novel ever? Because that's the correct answer. They're usually, well, they're all the same, basically. And there's no variety. They all have dark hair, sarcastic personalities, they come across as mean, and then it turns out in the middle of the book you find out they have a dark past. There's no one in the real world like that. Now let me explain the main protagonist in a teen novel. She was short, with curly, usually red hair, green or blue eyes, very outspoken, kind of annoying if you know her in real life, and she's always saving the world, doing the greater good, even if she loses friends and blah blah blah. That sound familiar? Because it is. What annoys me about teen, young adult literature is that it's all the same. There's no storyline. Usually the whole thing is, I love you. No, I love you. Wait, I have a dark past. Oh, wait, it's coming back to haunt me. Oh, I'm going to help you through it. No one cares. Why do I read? I read to get knowledge, wisdom. I read to expand my vocabulary. I read to experience the things that I will never experience if I don't read about it. Like, I will never save the world from a zombie apocalypse, but if you've read The Maze Runner, then you already have. Like, it's just, it's to experience different realities. And no one, maybe a small percentage of the population, likes those books because they've got no depth. One of the best things about literature is when it has depth, when there's layers to it. I just started an AP literature class, and we read Frankenstein for our summer work. And if you know, Frankenstein is also called the modern Prometheus. Now, who is Prometheus in Greek mythology? He's the dude who stole fire from the Greek gods and gave it to humans, and then his punishment, because the Greek gods, in Greek mythology, they didn't want humans to be intelligent, his punishment is that he has, like, some sort of bird, he's chained to a rock, and some sort of bird comes and pecks out his liver every day, and then it grows back, and then it happens again and again and again. So Frankenstein is about a dude who brings something to life, taking something from the gods, sound familiar, yes, and getting the brunt of it, right? That's layers. You read the book and you see different perspectives, you find yourself wrapped in different worlds. It's very deep. Take Harry Potter, for instance. There's depth there. You see Harry grow and become a intelligent adult, but still hold close his childlike characteristics in the way that he's selfless and he's always doing the greater good, and he still is going against Voldemort. So there is depth to stories, and even if the author doesn't mean to put the depth there, it comes across that way, because really what's important, the symbols, the layers, is what the reader sees. If a reader sees something that the author didn't intend, it's still something. So my advice to you is to not read teen literature and find yourself actual stories to read. Have a great night.